More than 1 million refugees from the war in Syria are now in neighboring Lebanon, and almost half of them are school-age children. But Lebanon's public schools are struggling to accommodate this large influx. Some Syrians report being bullied or turned away from schools because they're not Lebanese. So nonprofit groups are stepping in to fill the gap. The World's Ari Daniel has our story.
I'm sitting across from an 11-year-old named Asma Jafal. She's got her hands stuffed into the pockets of her Rolling Stone sweatshirt. She's from northeastern Syria. Asma says that it was in the second grade when her world turned upside down.
When the war started, ISIS came and they closed all the schools except for the mosques. They ordered us to wear all black and do exactly as they said. The bombing and the shelling made us too afraid to go anywhere. It got so bad that we ran away.
That was a year ago. Asma fled with her family, first to Damascus and then south to Lebanon. When they finally got to Beirut, there was nothing for Asma to do. She was stuck at home.
I wasn't happy at home. I wanted to be in school.
Asma had already missed 4 years of school by that point, and her circumstances are typical of Syrian refugees in Lebanon. The public school system here serves 300,000 Lebanese kids and is already strained, which means that accommodating another 400,000 young Syrians, often with minimal education, just isn't possible. So a lot of kids are at loose ends. But not Asma. Last fall, she found her way to a school.
I was very, very happy when they brought me here.
Here is a school run by an NGO called Jusur. They've got three schools in Lebanon serving a total of 1,200 kids. This one's in the heart of Beirut. The students and teachers are all Syrian. To accommodate as many kids as possible, the day's split in half. One group of students comes in the morning, another in the afternoon.
Da, bravo ya Muhammad. Da, shusar.
They're taught basic literacy in Arabic.
N. Letter N.
They learn English, since many Lebanese schools are taught in either French or English.
4, 5.
They take math, science, and a subject called Syrian identity.
It all started 2 years ago when I asked some students, where are you from? I meant which part of Syria. And they said, we're from Beirut. I thought, oh no, that's not good. They don't know where they come from.
Soha Tutunji directs Jusur's academic program. The class on identity steers clear of politics and focuses on Syria's geography, history, and culture.
We emphasize the diversity of Syria. This gives them, you know, sense of pride, and then hopefully when things become better, they'll go back to Syria and rebuild it, we hope.
The kids will go back to Syria and rebuild it, she hopes. In a couple of the classes, I notice kids with scars on their faces. It's from the war, Tutunji tells me. She and her team know these kids are reeling with trauma, so Jusur's got a full-time counselor on staff for both the kids and their parents, and every subject's got games and activities that foster positive social development.
It releases the tension that they have. They're not sitting behind the desk.
The result, Tutunji says, is that after 2 years of this kind of schooling, most of the students are now eligible to transition into the Lebanese public education system, and they stay there.
They know how to behave in the classroom. The students are ready to be in school, psychologically, emotionally, and, of course, academically.
And Jusur isn't the only show in town with this goal in mind. A few miles east, in the Beirut neighborhood of Burj Hamoud, 65 Syrian kids, grades 1 through 6, attend the Adventist Learning Center. It's on the second floor of a nondescript building on a nondescript street. Alexis Hurd Shires is the center's director.
When they first come to the center, the children don't want to make eye contact with you, not a lot of smiling, not a lot of wanting to engage with the teachers and with the other students. But over a few weeks to a month, that changes dramatically.
Many of the students I meet are gregarious and curious. At one point, a couple of them asked to borrow my microphone to practice their singing.
We saw a huge impact, first of all, in their behavior, their ability to collaborate and problem solve and share and just get along in general. And then secondary thing we noticed is their English skills immediately picked up.
I feel happy and proud of this school.
Simav Wello is 12 and in the sixth grade. She and the thousands of students at schools in Lebanon for Syrian refugees are the lucky ones.
I want that all the people come to school.
Because there are still thousands of other young Syrians who haven't found their way into a classroom. The longer they wait, the greater the chance they'll never get an education. So the difference for those who have made it out of the war and end up in school is quite simply having a future.
I was imagining that we will die in Syria, but I came to this school. God help me.
For the world, Ari Daniel, Beirut.